My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Two U.S. gold medals in basketball. No, not the 3x3, unfortunately. Actually, I don't even know if the women 3x3 team won a gold or not.
No, they didn't. I think they won the bronze.
I know the men did not, but...
Actually, the 3x3 women's basketball team, I think, has some hope if Haley Van Lith's going to be back for them next year, or next Olympics. She might be on the actual full basketball team because she'll be in the WNBA. But she good. She good, man.
I think it would be hilarious if in 2028 they ask Caitlin Clark, hey, do you want to be on the U.S. women's basketball team? She's like, no, but I'll do the 3-on-3 team.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that, like, just an F you to Dawn Staley and all the shade that she's been throwing Caitlin Clark, then trying to make up for it, like, a couple of weeks later. But the men need to refigure their 3-on-3 roster. Maybe get some college kids in there.
Yeah, they need to step it up from old man Jimmer Fredette and Canyon Berry. I think
that
can do better. We can do better as a nation, my fellow Americans. But first and foremost, congrats to the U.S. women's basketball for escaping by the skin of your teeth against the French women. I mean, my God, they were the halftime score was 25-25. They ended up going behind in the third quarter. To France, the French took a lead, and then U.S. had to claw back into it. But boy, they were inches away from this getting sent to overtime. If they miss a free throw there at the end, then and again, inches. The French basketball player is right behind the third base, the third 3-point line, rather. Then the French women are winning this. So at the end, 3.8 seconds left, USA hits a free throw to go up 67-64. The French inbound it, get it up court, and she throws up a shot. The French player, I don't have her name, excuse me, and she makes it. She banks it in, but it is a Kevin Durant Eastern Conference Finals moment where her foot was on the line and actually just above the 3-point line. So the U.S. women's ends up winning by 1 point, 67-66. If her foot is literally just 1 foot, maybe even a few inches back behind the 3-point line, then they would have tied it and sent it to overtime. But the U.S. women's team, they escape 67-66, and they get the gold medal. So that was game one of two in basketball, U.S. versus France, for the gold medal. Then we had the game yesterday, U.S. men's team versus the French basketball
that
team.
Was some viewing. Oh, my goodness.
What
that
a great
was some
game.
Primetime viewing.
That was a great game overall from beginning to end. I mean, it seemed like the biggest lead that the U.S. ever got out to was maybe 13 points, 14 points, something like that.
It was, I think, early France had the lead, and I think
I remember France getting a lead on a layup or something like that, and they had to take a timeout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the French team, they definitely, like, they did not give up the entire way through. We saw it at the end. They cut it to 3 points.
Yeah, and it was to 6 at 3 different points in the game as well.
So. Yeah, it was a great game back and forth where the U.S. men's team, whenever you thought that they were going to start putting the team away, the French just came back. And then we got to the fourth quarter. And I don't know where this ranks as far as his basketball career moments, but what Steph Curry did in that fourth quarter, damn near making every three-pointer he threw up, and then capping it off with that final three-pointer that finally put the game out of reach, where he was being double-guarded, put on a dribble move, step back, let me throw this ball and have it touch the ceiling of the stadium and drop in perfectly. That dude, one, isn't it nice rooting for Steph Curry?
Actually, yes. No, you were rooting for all of the villains of the NBA last night.
What a concept. Like, being able to root for Steph Curry for once in your life.
What a cool combination of actually getting to see LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry on one team for something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, weeks ago, when they showed up to Vegas to start training, and the videos were coming out of them, like, all meeting with each other in the conference room at whatever hotel and high-fiving, and I was like, all right, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I am totally like, yes, this is awesome. Seeing these guys all play together. Because a lot of these players I don't like when it comes to NBA, right?
Devin Booker's very easily hateable.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're Lakers. I mean, Steph Curry, what he has done to the NBA for years now, right?
Did you see the Tyrese Halliburton post on X after the game?
Oh, what is it? Like when you do nothing in the group project and still get an A?
Yeah, with a picture of him holding his gold medal and grinning. I love you, Tyrese. I am a fan. Good job leaning into that, buddy.
Well, he was just vibes guy this entire gold medal run. Like I don't know how many minutes, if any, he played. Maybe some in group play. But again, that dude was just happy to be there, 100%.
I know, like the Tatum memes started to go viral because of his frowning attitude in that game one. Like Halliburton's just like, hey, this is cool. No big D.
But also, when it comes to Tyrese Halliburton, looks like he enjoyed himself last night. Because there's video going around of him and Anthony Edwards arriving at a club or some function in Paris last night. And they arrive there, and the vehicle opens up, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 snow bunnies make their way out of the vehicle, followed by Tyrese Halliburton and Anthony Edwards. So it looks like they enjoyed themselves, some of the French women in the area last night. Had some company with them to their to the clubs, to the VIP section.
Oh, I'm sure they had so much to talk about.
Yes, exactly. It was a lot of personalities matching up there,
I'm
sure.
Yeah. Tell me what your sign is. Yeah, what did you study in school?
Good for them, though. God. Good for them.
It is good for them. I was wondering what they were going to do last night. And it's funny.
Oh, they did. They did things. That's for sure.
You don't see the pictures of like Bron and Steph, who were the older dudes. I kind of wonder what they did. Like, I know Steph obviously was there with his wife.
They drank a bunch of wine and then ended up going to bed, probably is what it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm gonna with nah, you know what? Never mind. No, it was fun. It was fun to see all those guys winning, but I do wonder what the old guys did to celebrate. But seriously, what a game! I just could not believe the story of everything coming together like it did. You know, after a week ago, I'm telling people to go hedge their bets, maybe throw some money on France. Like, I think they were, Joe, they were plus 1,400 to win the gold medal at the start of this Olympic tournament in group play. And yeah, so $10 would have won you $140. And the fact that there was actually a shot for them to pull that off, I think Yabu Sele was his name, along with Victor Wembanyama. I believe those two combined for almost 50 points for France. Like, those two almost single-handedly beat the United States and won the gold for France in their home turf. And honestly, if it weren't for their lack of hitting free throws, and if they could shoot the three just a little bit better during that game, Joe.
Yeah, they couldn't really make any three-pointers, it seemed like.
No, it would have been a much different story. At the end of the first half, I think they had shot the same. Both the U.S. and France had shot the same amount of shots exactly, and it was just so bad on the three-point side. I think the U.S. had hit half of theirs at that point, and the French were under a third. So you're just not going to win a game if you're not hitting those shots. But it was still close, man. And Victor Wembanyama, he playing on this stage, scoring as many points as he did, hitting those threes. I wish that he would have maybe used his size and like taken it to the hoop instead of just jacking up some of those threes at the end. Might have been a different story, but we are in for a crazy future of basketball, my friend.
Yeah, and that goes to show, like, obviously we lose LeBron, KD, and Steph. Someone at the place I was at yesterday watching the game, they said, is like, does LeBron come back for 2028? I was like, you know, it's a move I could totally see him pulling, but also he's probably going to be 2 years retired at that point.
Isn't his roster spot basketball too valuable?
Yeah.
Like,
that's tough. And as far as age goes, he'll be what, like 43? 44.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like,
how do you, this is the Olympic roster. We're talking, what, 13 guys?
Nah. And also, straight elder abuse on him yesterday. The Gershon Yabusele.
Yeah.
That dunk. Oh, my God. That was one of the, you want to talk about top 10 Olympics highlights? France might have lost the game, but that dude has a highlight for the rest of his life that he can show his kids and grandkids of him just blaming all over LeBron James.
I posterized LeBron James. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Dude.
So awesome.
I hope he has multiple bottles of Bordeaux in his future. That dude should never have to pay for a drink again in the country of France after doing that. That was amazing.
No, he's so good, honestly. It's like, that's the great thing too about the Olympics is you see these international players that you never hear about before, international play or FIBA World Championships or Olympics competitions like this, and it's like, oh, Yabu Sele, like, and that kind of also reminds you how good the players in the NBA are, because he's not in the NBA.
Like, who?
Yeah, he'd rather be making $5 million a year in France as opposed to the league minimum here trying to make a roster. Like, this is how good these basketball players are that aren't even in the league.
Well, I will say the French Ben Wallace, he might be getting some calls from NBA teams after yesterday's game, because he was good outside of that one highlight. But
you thought that too. You thought, yeah, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, oh,
I was
Ben
like,
Wallace
dude,
is back.
Yeah, the French Ben Wallace. Let's go. But overall, I mean, again, that game was encapsulated by Steph Curry and really the run of this tournament at the end of the U.S. men's team. I mean, he had what? How many points against Serbia? Like 36, I believe he finished with against Serbia.
And like another 8 or 9 threes, something stupid. And he had 8 threes in the final game.
Yeah, he just went off. Again, it is very refreshing to be able to root for him. And I now understand why Golden State fans have been so damn annoying for the last 15 years. Because when you have a dude like that is able to just rip the heart and soul out of an entire country in a matter of minutes. And the way, like, and I've said this before, I remember some golf highlights of his, is like his brain needs to be studied as far as like the part that controls accuracy in your brain.
No kidding.
And for you to have that muscle memory to be able, because again, it translates from golf to basketball to damn near everything he does in life, is everything is so pinpoint accurate. That is like, what part the medulla oblongata, what is it in your brain that is able to control you being that accurate all the time? Like, it's just like they're always cash, no rim.
And
that final three-pointer, yes, exactly.
So quick with the wrist. That last shot, I mean, I told my wife with 2 minutes to go, I'm like, after that first three out of four, I don't think Steph is missing for the rest of the game. He looks like he's on one. And then that final three where you said he kind of threw it like up to touch the ceiling on the highest point of his arc before it bounced in, that one didn't look like it was going in, and it still went in. It's just unbelievable.
Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. So the U.S. men's basketball team, they bring home the gold, as they should. I believe now that's 17 total gold medals for U.S. men's basketball compared to 4 for the rest of the world in the Olympics since they started playing basketball. So
something like 56 Olympic wins in a row for the U.S. men's team as well.
I think it was the women's team.
Oh, women. Okay, my bad. I'm transposing those. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hey, credit to those ladies. That's badass.
And I saw that graphic this morning when I got in. Was that? Yeah. That was what was at stake in that game against the French women too. Is winning that game extends their international streak of 56 straight wins.
That's crazy.
That is wild. So, double victory, double gold for basketball in the USA yesterday. Congratulations. And the U.S. medal count, they are now tied as far as golds go with China at 40, but they absolutely blew out the overall medal count, I think, by like 40 medals. So.
Doesn't that irk you, though, that the golds are still tied with China? As an American, that irks me. I feel like we just needed one more.
Hey, I wouldn't expect anything less from China. They're like, no, we do not do anything less than gold, all right? We win, all right? Silver, bronze, that is not acceptable to us.
Their male high diver yesterday that won gold, he was perfect. Wow. No splash. That was pretty fun to watch, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.